Bureau, which is kind of the legal arm of the Nevada legislature, and they say, okay, I have this concept for a bill that I would like to introduce on any subject. And then the legal beagles there at the LCB, as it's called, they draft actual legislation, language for a bill that comports legally with all the requirements. So what's going on right now is those are called bill draft requests, or in layman, the vernacular, BDRs. They've been requested. They've since, now they're starting to have been drafted, and now are approved by the legislators and are being introduced in the legislature. That's the first step. Once a bill is introduced, then they schedule those bills for hearings. And that's where the gamesmanship starts to come in. All the hearings are done by a certain committee. It might go before the Ways and Means Committee, or it might go before the Education Committee. They hear the bill first. But those committee chairmen have an awful lot of power, and they can choose whether or not to hear a bill. So let's say the Republicans introduce a bill to immediately terminate the governor's declaration of emergency, and it goes to the Judicial Committee. That chairman can simply say, you know what, we're not going to hear that bill. And if a bill isn't heard by a certain date, and I'm not sure what exactly that first date is, but if a bill's not heard by a date certain, the bill dies without a hearing. And that's just the process. That's how the game's played. But right now what we're seeing this week are actual bills being introduced, assigned to a committee, and then hearings will be scheduled if the chairman allows the hearings to go forward.
I apologize for being impatient and wanting to see bills actually passed. But right now, we've been through 3.5 weeks, and nothing has happened. Nothing has moved.
No, and, you would think that under the circumstances, I still believe that the first bill they should have addressed was ending this declaration of emergency in the legislature, reassuming its authority to pass laws that the governor has done on his own. The other thing which I find interesting is that the teachers' union, the Clark County, I think, of Teachers Union, has introduced, they've gathered enough signatures to force the legislature to consider 2 massive tax increases. And if the legislature doesn't have hearings on those within, I believe it's 40 days, the first 40 days, those 2 tax increases automatically go to a vote of the people on the 2022 ballot. And it just seems to me that something like that, that the legislature should at least be hearing. Instead, they're doing their usual pomp and circumstance and, isn't everybody wonderful and let's thank this group and that group. To me, it's a complete waste of time. There should be a better way of doing this. You would think that these bills, a lot of them, could have been drafted well enough in advance that they could have been introduced on day one and hearings scheduled immediately. And for those who complain that 120 days isn't long enough, well, it is when you're wasting the first 2, 3, 4 weeks like they're wasting right now. There's plenty of time. They just need to get their act together.
Isn't that the truth? Chuck Muth, always good, man. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about Muth's Truths, how do they do it?
Yeah, they can sign up by going to NevadaNewsAndViews.com, NevadaNewsAndViews.com. It's free, and you can sign up right there on the website.
Chuck, always good, man. We'll talk to you again next week. You have a great weekend.
You do the same, Kevin. Take care.
My buddy Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little bit after 3:32 as we check out our traffic cams right now, and there's a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway. There are some orange cones out there, 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. Also look for some moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Both directions, slightly reduced speeds between Tropicana and Oakey for the most part. Lane restrictions continue up in the north area. U.S. 95 northbound at Ann Road. You're touch and go as you work your way through there. Remember the overnight road work on Interstate 11. That's both directions at Horizon. The north and southbound ramps close nightly at 7 p.m. through Friday.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The state of Nevada did not have a high school basketball season because of the pandemic. However, Coronado High senior Jaden Hardy has still received about the biggest national accolade that you can receive as a high school basketball player. He was one of 24 players nationally picked for the annual McDonald's All-American game, a game that is not being played this year, so they are just selecting teams. UNLV basketball, they are back at it tonight. They play host to Fresno State, one of two Mountain West games on the schedule tonight, the other being New Mexico going to Air Force. It's a day off today for the Vegas Golden Knights in San Jose. They'll match up against the Sharks coming up tomorrow. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means you'll save money and reach your next reward even faster. Earn double O'Rewards points on 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil, just $28.95, and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. Collect 150 points and get a $5 reward. Don't miss O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up a non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen temporal scanner purchased at any retailer. Fever is a leading symptom of COVID, and using an accurate thermometer has never been more critical. In published studies, no-touch thermometers miss more fevers than they detect. While the new COVID vaccines are becoming more widely available, it is important to make sure you are protected. Monitor for fever with an accurate thermometer backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Details at Exergen.com, where accuracy...
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, this hump day. Daniel Garza will join us at 4:05. And I'm really excited because the Biden administration just released last Friday its immigration policy, which provides for amnesty for roughly, I believe it's 11 million people who are here illegally. And the Biden administration, for instance, the Biden administration has started up more detention centers for children. These are the things that they railed about when Donald J. Trump tried to do it. It just makes no sense. Oh, speaking of Joe Biden. The Biden cognitive problems that we all suspected we would run into. Our hour open that you've heard features a bunch of gaffes and a bunch of really weird stuff coming out of the mouth of the president. And this is something we feared during the campaign. And of course, they kept the former vice president, the then former vice president, under lock and key in his basement, which is fine. But I want you to hear, because Sean Hannity has put together another example of a recent Biden cognitive problem on display in between naps. Let's go to cut one. And this is Sean Hannity last night on his show.
After, well, inexplicably canceling multiple public events over the past 2 weeks, Joe is now struggling to, even form sentences and speak at times in what is a coherent way. Earlier, he attempted to use a cheat sheet to deliver some extemporaneous remarks. It didn't exactly go well. Take a look.
I promise you, we are going to together beat this. And I think that but the idea that over 500, I think it's, I have a card, I carry a card with me every day with the total number of folks who have been affected by the, as of yesterday, there were 500,071 people who have died from this.
Oh, and the media likes to attack me for saying, yeah, he looks weak, frail, and it seems to be struggling cognitively. What's on the note card, Joe? Your name, your address, contact information, name of your wife, what your address is, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, if you get lost, a reminder not to mention the corrupt family business. In all honesty, this is now getting scary. He is supposed to be our commander-in-chief, and this is probably the toughest and single most demanding job in the world. That's why you can't have a media, mob, big tech, candidate protection program, and run a campaign hiding in your basement bunker. And Joe seemingly can barely form a sentence in between naps.
That is true, and that is sad, but don't anybody be surprised. We told you this would happen. We predicted this would happen, and it is happening. Is it going to happen more often than not? Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. All of us have bad moments. I have bad moments on this show on a fairly regular basis, but you've come to expect it from me. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I said that. This hour brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Stay right where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. UMail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, Seven Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere, one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, I should say. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. And I may even head over there after work to get some grub. By the way, did I ever tell you their food is really good, too? I mean, not only their atmosphere, but their food is top-notch. We got more good news to report. The numbers keep coming down in Nevada, in Clark County. And now we're getting more good news nationally. According to Johnson & Johnson, they have gotten preliminary approval to unveil a vaccine, a one-shot vaccine for the COVID-19 virus. And that's the good news. The bad news is they've only produced 3 to 4 million doses. It's got to be ramped up much quicker than that. Dr. Mark Siegel, let's go to cut six real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before we got to go to break. This is Dr. Mark Siegel along with John Roberts this morning on Fox News Channel. And his reaction to the approval of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, again, they should have final approval by as early as Sunday, maybe Saturday, but Sunday certainly. And at that point, then, it will be ready for distribution. This was Dr. Mark Siegel, though, this morning with John Roberts on Fox News Channel.
Showed a 72% reduction in all infections in the United States, testing 86% reduction in severe COVID. It can be stored at normal refrigerated temperatures for at least 3 months, and it works in a single shot. How much is this going to add to the arsenal of vaccination, doctor?
I think this is going to be a big addition, John. They're talking about Pfizer plus Moderna plus J&J offering 240 million doses by the end of March. I think that's a big deal. The J&J, the Vaccine and Related Biological Product Advisory Committee, is meeting Friday. They've had a chance to look at about 100 pages of pure data on the J&J. The word I get from inside HHS at a high level is that they're going to vote for it and that it'll probably be approved by Sunday. That's not definite, but that's what I'm hearing. That would mean the rollout would occur next week. John, these these vaccines can go into areas where you can't get the super freezer trucks. Maybe you'll get it into poorer neighborhoods. That's what we hope. Maybe it will help to overcome vaccine hesitancy among people who are on the fence. You know, maybe they think, well, the Moderna vaccine or the Pfizer is too new. By the way, the track record on the Moderna and the Pfizer, unbelievable. Over 65 million doses given out. Safety profile, incredible. But the Johnson & Johnson has also been used effectively for Ebola, and it's been around a little bit longer. So that the platform has, rather, that kind of platform has been used, and that may reassure some people.
It reassures me. The problem is they only can produce for next week 3 to 4 million doses, and that's not nearly enough. Now, can they ramp up production? Probably. By the way, I just on a lark decided to call the governor's hotline for COVID-19, and I said I'd like to get a shot or shots. I'd like to get a first shot. And they said, well, first of all, are you eligible? I kind of poo-pooed that because I was sneaking around. And one thing leads to another. And it turns out they don't have any reservations available. There might eventually be later this week. Southern Health District appointments. But that there's nothing that they can do on the governor's hotline. And that was the whole... it was the whole premise of creating this hotline. That if you didn't want to do it online, you could just phone up and get an appointment. Well, it turns out there are no appointments available. I got to tell you, that's a little frustrating. The rollout of this vaccine has been spotty. And I understand, there was bad weather back in the Midwest and in the Southwest. I get it. But that doesn't help somebody out here. Or somebody in Chicago, or somebody in Connecticut, trying to get the vaccine. The rollout nationally has been spotty. Here in Nevada, it's been absolutely abysmal, and that's sad, because this is life and death stuff for a lot of people, especially people with pre-existing conditions, comorbidities, as they say. That is going to be difficult. And there are people that, and maybe if you make the call every day and say, hey, do you have appointments? Maybe tomorrow they'll say, oh, yeah, what time would you like to get your shot? Go to the Cashman Center or go someplace else. No, that's fine. But to me, it just bugs me that we've known that this day was coming, that we would have availability of the vaccine. We've known it. And yet we still don't have our act together. And that's a little bit difficult to swallow. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who cares and shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us. Lots more to do. It is Wednesday. It is Hump Day. And of course, you know how much I love Hump Day. On AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe it or not, the positivity rate, which has been in, low 20s back on January 27th, is down to 8.7. It is down in the eights. They're looking to get it, and that's the 14-day rolling average, the positivity rate, and that's amazing. And not that we're not going to need the vaccine, but we're doing it ourselves, and it's down in the eights now. Caleb Cage, I think, wants it to get to something like five. So we're right on the doorstep, and the numbers keep coming down and down and down and down. One of the things we're going to do coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about immigration and immigration reform. I think all of us who have followed this know that our current system of immigration is broken, and we need to do something about it. We need to fix a broken immigration system. Now, the proposal by the president, they rolled it out last Friday, by the way, would create amnesty for upwards of 11 million illegal aliens. And the big question is going to be, how do Republicans respond to this? And the answer is, I don't know what they're going to do. But they ought to be fighting like hell. Joining us, Daniel Garza. He is the president of the Libre Initiative. He'll join us at 4:05. And one of the things I want to ask Daniel is, how do we service the needs of our country, America First, versus those who are in Mexico right now or in Central America waiting to come across the border? How do we accommodate all parties, or can we? Is it possible that somebody's going to end up being shorted on this deal, and it might have to be the people that are sitting in Guatemala, the people that are sitting in El Salvador, the people that are sitting in Mexico waiting to come across the border? There has been a surge. There have been a surge in arrests. We'll talk about that as well. One of the things I want to ask Daniel Garza, though, is this Biden plan a fair plan? Remember how former President Trump was willing to allow 8 million folks access to a pathway to citizenship. The Democrats ran away from the deal. Hard to believe, but they did. Daniel Garza, the president of Libre Initiative, they are an activist group directing their efforts at Hispanics all across the country. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.